Coach's Insight programs are continuing here tonight on CARE 93.7 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. We got more Hillmount Academy girls basketball coach Luke Knoll joining us. A few minutes here, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. Coach, we got a lot to dissect. You know, since we last spoke, you guys played, you know, essentially three games this last week. You guys had a makeup game at Pea Ridge last Wednesday. Obviously, on Friday last week, you go on the road, defeat Bishop Ward, and then Tuesday this week, a nice home win against Riverside in a crucial Northeast Kansas League showdown. So you guys are playing some good basketball right now, 3-0 in the last week. How would you assess this last 7 days?
Yeah, we've had some big swings, really, over the last couple games. You know, positives, things definitely improve. I mean, starting with last week, Pleasant Ridge, we actually got down double digits early in that game, and we came out pretty flat on defense. Our offense was okay, but we weren't guarding very well. But really picked it up and had a great third quarter, second half, and got ahead on that one. And then on last Friday, our offense looked about as good as it has. I think we had a season high in assists. We averaged over a point of possession. I mean, offense is really clicking that night, and things were going well for us. And then last night was huge swings. We were down 13 at one point. We were down 9 at half. We gave up 30 points in the first half, and just it didn't look like we could guard very well, to be honest, in the beginning. But that second half, we buckled down on defense. We held them to 11 points in the second half. Our offense was going, and we had some great individual moments by some players throughout the end of that game. But well, our defense was just night and day different in the first half and second half, and that's really what got us over the hump there. We came back and got one against a really good team in Riverside who played really well yesterday or on Tuesday. So, yeah, I was super impressed with just kind of how we bounced back in the second half of a couple games recently. And then we've won now, I think, 8 of 9 games. So, I mean, we're playing good basketball at the right time of year, especially now we got 3 games a week for the next 3 weeks. It's going to be a grind.
Yeah, 8 of 9, you mentioned you mentioned 8 of 9 and then 6 consecutive wins. But 2 of those 3 wins over this last week, you mentioned 2 double-digit comebacks. Boy, how crucial is that, knowing your team is capable of doing something like that as we're getting to this late stretch here in the season?
Yeah, that's I told him last night at the end of the game. I mean, that was one of the more impressive second halves or comebacks I've witnessed, because man, things just weren't going well for us, and they were playing so well, and defensively we were kind of lost for a little while and didn't know what to do. But we talked about it at half what our best defense was and where we could get stops, and they kind of made a commitment to buckle down there, and that was super impressive by them. And again, we didn't play deep into the game. We battled some foul trouble, and I know the girls were exhausted, and for them to have a defensive effort like that was really encouraging, and that's really, you know, kind of what pushed us through there on Tuesday.
Yeah, and then you guys get right back to it on Friday. You guys, you know, take on Oskaloosa, a team that's sitting here pretty well right now with an above 500 record. They've been good in league play. You know, what do you see from this Bears team? Obviously, is you got a couple days, and obviously after the Tuesday matchup, but again, a couple days to prep for them on Friday.
Yeah, we know they've had a good season so far, and they've got multiple girls that can score the ball. They're also solid on defense, and we're not going to be able to keep coming back of double-digit deficits, so we got to start the game quick, a little bit quicker on defense. And offensively, we feel pretty good about a lot of stuff that our girls are capable of, but we've got to make a point emphasis that we got to buckle down for 4 quarters on defense and can't just rely on that second half. So we got to guard their scores for sure, but they're balanced and they're having a good year, so it should be a fun, competitive Friday night basketball game for sure.
There it is. More Hillmount Academy girls basketball coach Luke Knoll. Again, the Ravens playing some good ball right now. 6 consecutive wins. They have won 8 of their last 9. Back to it on Friday on the road in league play at Oskaloosa. Should be a good one there. That's actually our feature broadcast on CARE 93.7. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Brandon.